We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
Sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa on the Fan. Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's on, Francesa on the Fan on this very cold, frigid Wednesday, the 13th day of November. Temperatures in the 20s today, so just to let you know that that long, cold winter. Wanted to give you a little early shot of it here before Thanksgiving, and that's what it felt like this morning and today, all the way through. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if it got above freezing right now. Let's see if it is at this moment. It's just 32 degrees as we speak, so that's about it for today. Busy day. Cashman will join us, as we promised, today, so we'll talk Yankee baseball with him. You heard the proclamation about the Jets and their head coach, and that he will be back next year. Listen, owners don't want to fire coaches for a variety of reasons. Continuity with a young quarterback, paying off salaries. There's a multiple amount of reasons. It makes you look foolish that you don't want to change coaches each year. So as long as he and the general manager aren't fighting and they seem to be on the same page right now, then he can call that a team and go forward. Am I surprised? No. I think the Giants, as I've already stated to you, will do the same thing. I think barring being embarrassed, and embarrassment would be this way. Lose to the Dolphins, lose to the Redskins, be embarrassed by the Eagles the last week, win two games, and I think they'd have a hard time bringing him back. Despite the fact that Shermer's already trying to lay the groundwork that worry about what I tell you about how we're developing the players, don't worry about how we play, and don't worry about whether we win or lose. See, they took wins and losses off the table as soon as they put Jones in. That was what they wanted to tell you, that, hey, there is winning and then there is development, and we're into development. That's a good league when you're into development, because it's a league where everybody else is into wins and losses. So when you're into development and you can pull the wool over everybody's eyes with development, when your team hasn't gotten any better, so you're telling me now they're better than they were the first week of the season? I'm telling you they're not. You might see an individual player getting better here or there. You also can have plenty of places where players are regressing. So, but that's what you do when you're trying to buy another year. And as long as they don't embarrass themselves here, they will buy that year. So, yes, I am not surprised about Gase, and I am will not be surprised. And I've already told you that I think Shermer will be back next year, barring a lot of ugliness and some real embarrassment the last couple of weeks. A couple of things. Kaepernick. Again, the NFL pulling another public relations scam. Because let me get this straight. You're going to have a Saturday event for Kaepernick with an interview before the workout. An interview. This is for a player without a contract. When teams want to try out guys who aren't in the league, who are trying to get back in the league, they do it on Tuesdays quietly, and then they either sign them or they don't. Why do they pick this one player and decide to have a completely different protocol? Saturday, nobody tries out on Saturday. Nobody works out on Saturday. number one. Number two, an event and an interview before the workout? What are we having, a game show here? This is nothing more than, hey, we did our job with Kaepernick. Now, you know they settled their grievance. So tell me, what other ex-player has the NFL held an event for? Which one? An organized event. Can you give me the name of the player? Of course you can't. Players are worked out in this league every Tuesday in every city in this league. That's how players, the agents, hook up with the team. The team calls the agent calls the team. Hey, you need help at this position. I got the guy. Let me send him in. Boom. You work out. You make a decision. That's how it's done. Not sending 32 representatives, having teams now being asked whether they're sending representatives, and then we're going to have an event and a pre-interview process and then a workout. And then we're going to send the workout to all 32 teams so that Kaepernick and his lawyer cannot say that there wasn't an effort made here. That's what this is about. This is, without question, the last part of the Kaepernick PR disaster. Again, the league is a farce. This is that there is no protocol for this. There is no reason for this. Give me the player this has been done for. So what other player has had this happen? He's free to go to any team he wants, and I have no problem if Kaepernick's in the league. Kaepernick could be in the league tomorrow. God bless him. I don't care if he's starting Sunday for any team in the league. What do I care? That's between the team and Kaepernick. Nothing to do with me. I don't care if Kaepernick's in the league. And the team can deal with Kaepernick and what he's going to do. But now we're going to have an event on a Saturday, and we're going to have an interview first. What's the interview about? Ask him how he's been spending his last couple of years? We're going to discuss exactly what his protocol is and what his beliefs are at the moment. What is the purpose of the interview? He is a player looking for employment. Happens every day in this league. And there's a protocol for it, except for this one. So you know that this is nothing more than another typical NFL PR scam is what it is. And the Kaepernick group evidently wasn't happy with it. They wanted it on a Tuesday with every team involved. First of all, hey, why is he different than anybody else? He shouldn't be. He shouldn't be better. He shouldn't be worse. And if he's good enough to be in the league, then play. And I've always felt that if a team felt Kaepernick could help him, they'd sign him. Teams have signed worse guys than Kaepernick. What Kaepernick is a guy who can be a distraction, that's all. Because he might get into things that cause all kinds of controversy within your team and within your city and everything else, that's all. He can be a headache or a distraction. He's allowed his beliefs. I have no problem with his beliefs. And I have no problem if he's in the league. But he shouldn't be treated any different than anybody else who's a free agent and who's an ex-player. Nothing different. Except he's a guy who once made $70 million in the league and a guy who settled a grievance because he felt that he had been colluded against. Because he decided, along with some other people, that he's better than a lot of people in the league. Maybe he was at one point. Maybe he's not anymore. Who knows? Nobody has to sign a player. There's no rule that says you have to be in the league. So I think this is just, again, utter nonsense. Kentucky loses last night to Evansville and Walter McCarty, who you might remember as an old Kentucky star. But you know what? Great for Evansville. Great for putting that program on the map for 24 hours. Maybe it gets them a recruit or two. It does not hurt Kentucky at all. Such is the nature of the regular season in college basketball that Kentucky will still be a one seed. They'll lose in December to somebody. They'll lose once or twice in the conference. They'll go 32-4, and they'll be a one seed. Because for Kentucky, the regular season's a tune-up. For Duke or Michigan State, the regular season's a tune-up. That's all it is. That is the nature of the beast. In football, yes, it hurts. In college basketball, it means absolutely nothing. November losses are completely dismissed. Doesn't matter who they happen against. Even if they happen against the worst teams in the world, it doesn't make any difference. By the end of the season, they'll be a one seed. So from that standpoint, it's just a blip on the screen. It's a big night for the Purple Aces and nothing else. As we said, Cash, today, as we get into what the Yankees are going to do here, a lot of question marks about big pitchers and everything else. I will ask Cash the obligatory question. I'm sure what he'll answer will be baseball's investigating this whole Astro thing, which bores me to tears because, again, here's what I said yesterday. I'll say it again. If they did something outside the rules, like put in their own surveillance equipment, hit them hard because it's cheating. If they did it, hit them hard. Take away first-round picks. Find them. That's the way to do it. Take away first-round picks for a couple of years. But let's not get into how much it really helps or hurts, because that's where I think a lot of it gets lost. We can have a long debate on that one. I don't debate that it's if they did it, they should be punished. But we can, you know, the idea that, you know, give back their trophy. I mean, come on. That's a little much. As for the Knicks, they're heading, obviously, down a road here where this coach is, and that was a lousy effort in the fourth quarter last night. Just an abominable one. Just terrible defense. And he's headed for the day's a number. The only question is when. That'll be the only news because, hey, what else is there to talk about with the Knicks this year? Not much. Although Barrett's okay. You know, he's going to be a pretty good player. Which I thought he was anyway, but I haven't seen anything that would tell me different. He's an easy scorer. He's got a little depth to his game. He's got some things to work on, like every rookie, but he's going to be okay. But their defense was just utterly abominable down the stretch, which is typical. They're just a bad team. So we got a lot to get to. As we said, Brian Cashman among our guests. We'll get it all rolling on this very chilly. I mean, it's too early for it to be 20 degrees this morning. November, frigid day. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.